From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. More than 200 people are killed when a Russian airliner crashes in the Sinai Peninsula. Officials say there were no survivors, as Edward Uranian reports from Cairo. The chartered Airbus plane went down less than half an hour after leaving the Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh on its way to St. Petersburg.
The crash of the Russian passenger jet was Egypt's first air disaster in more than a decade, since a French jet crashed over the Red Sea in 2004. Prime Minister Ismail Sharif was visiting the city of Ismailia Saturday when he learned of the crash. The Prime Minister said a technical team will investigate what happened and that the investigation will be coordinated with the Russian embassy. Several Egyptian satellite TV channels reported the plane's flight recorders were found, but other sources indicated the search for the black boxes is still on. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says President Obama's decision to send special operations commandos to Syria is focused only on fighting Islamic State militants. Speaking at a news conference in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, Mr. Kerry said sending the commandos there is not part of a larger U.S. involvement in Syria's civil war.
It is not a decision to enter into Syria's civil war. It is not an action or a choice focused on Assad. It is focused exclusively on Daesh.
Kerry did not rule out further U.S. involvement in Syria, saying that he cannot predict the future. This is VOA News. The United States has increased its monetary support for Syria's opposition with a pledge of nearly $100 million in fresh aid Saturday. Deputy Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced the assistance at the Manama Dialogue Security Conference in Bahrain. The United States has pledged nearly $500 million to the Syrian opposition since 2012. Blinken also said that Russia's intervention into the Syrian civil war could prove costly.
And Russia will be seen as being in league with Assad, Hezbollah, Iran, alienating millions of Sunnis in Syria, the region, and indeed in Russia itself.
Russian airplanes began strikes against targets in Syria about a month ago, primarily against rebels fighting the Assad regime. President Barack Obama has called for reform in the U.S. criminal justice system, particularly when it comes to nonviolent offenders serving long sentences. In his weekly media address, the president said that keeping people in jail without any prospect of finding a job once they are released is bad for the country and bad for the economy.
Every year we spend $80 billion in taxpayer dollars to keep people incarcerated. Many are nonviolent offenders serving unnecessarily long sentences. I believe we can disrupt the pipeline from underfunded schools to overcrowded jails.
Mr. Obama plans to travel to Newark, New Jersey Monday to highlight some of the efforts made by Americans who have paid their debt to society and are attempting to reintegrate themselves into their communities. A publisher of secular books was hacked to death and three other people were wounded in two separate attacks Saturday at publishing houses in Bangladesh's capital. Police say the body of publisher Faisal Arifan Deepan of the Jagriti Prokashoni Publishing House was found in his office following the second of Saturday's attacks. Earlier, publisher Ahmed Rahim Tutul and two writers were shot and stabbed by three men in the office of the Shubtoshar Publishing House in Dhaka. Both of the publishers involved in Saturday's attacks had put out works by Bangladeshi-American blogger and writer Abhijit Roy, who was hacked to death on the Dhaka University campus in February. 11 people were killed in Pakistan when rival political parties shot at each other on Saturday during local elections. The violence erupted in Kaipur district, northwest of the port city of Karachi. Pakistan's other two provinces held their local elections months ago. For more on these stories, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.